The announcement for me is bittersweet, as it was the first time it was announced that it was closing. That's where my career started. My very early, my second job was at the Holiday Star Theater at the time. And so to me, there's a lot of great memories of people and concerts and just, you know, learning a lot and coming up through management in that organization was clearly very impactful to me as a person and as a professional. So I'm very saddened by the news that that building will be no more. Having said that, with everything, there is a life cycle. With everything there is, you know, it's built, it matures, and it possibly goes away, or there's reinvestment in it. And so we see changes all around us, and we shouldn't be surprised that this will no longer be the case. It has outlived its usefulness. The music industry, I believe, as we talked the last time I was on, has changed dramatically by evidence of the smartphone in your hand, where you can now hear a song, Shazam it, download it, have it on your phone, and listen to it within 20 seconds, never having known who the artist was previously, never having purchased an album, quote-unquote, never having gone to a concert. So the disintermediation of the music industry and how non-traditional it is now distributed, I think, has caused a lot of businesses like the Star Plaza Theater to have to change. Having said that, you know, we're being told currently, and again, it's subject to change because guess what? It's not our property. You know, it's privately owned, and it's, you know, I'm told that it will be a very upscale development, a couple hundred rooms, 20, 30,000 square foot of meeting and ballroom, you know, a very low density development with some luxury restaurant or two perhaps. And beyond that, I really don't have much insight. It's, it is very much in, I believe, Bruce White's mind right now on what kind of fitting tribute that he wants to leave for his father on that site. And I'm not sure anyone knows what that is. But like everyone else, I believe I'm looking forward to seeing it. We're very excited about what it could be. But it is what it is.
Does it seem that maybe the real surprise, not the fact that the Star Plaza Theater is going away, but that the Twin Towers office complexes are coming down as well, too? Is that in anybody's thinking?
You know, again, I don't have my finger on the pulse of commercial office space in the region. That's not my expertise. So I can't tell you if it's a profitable venture or not. Just looking at, you know, bare information, those buildings are 35, 40 years old. Are there different technologies? Are they, you know, is this the model of today? I can't answer you. I'm guessing that the good people at White Lodging Services are a lot smarter than I am, and they crunch those numbers very keenly before they make huge public announcements about tearing stuff down.
And certainly, I'm sure with so many offices located in those towers that the tenants there are going to have plenty of time to look for more space. Judging by what the Post Tribune story had mentioned about the fact that the leases are continuing, they'll let them live out the leases and give an opportunity for the occupants to move out by this time next year.
Yeah, so, you know, they're going to be very accommodating, I would guess. You know, White Lodging doesn't have the reputation that it does for excellence and quality and friendliness. They're in the hospitality business. I can't believe they're going to be, you know, putting a foot to people and saying get out. So I'm very confident that it'll all be very smooth and a great transition. And like everyone, we look forward to seeing what's going to end up there.
It sounds like at least you feel very excited about this prospect of having this huge tract of land on the northwest corner of I-65 and US 30.
From you know, again, from our interactions with White Lodging over the many decades, they are very, very smart developers, and I'm very confident that what they have coming in there in their mind's eye right now, whatever that is, will be an asset like what was there was for 40 years. So I think we all need to take a step back, enjoy, go to a concert or two before it's over so we can relive our youth.
The effort is continuing, is trying to find an opportunity to put in a full-fledged convention center. With the passing, so to speak, of the Star Plaza complex, that's idea I know is it's been taken up and it's still under review, I understand.
Well, a couple weeks ago, the RDA announced that they've selected CSL out of Minneapolis Convention and Sports Leisure. They are a national leader in doing the feasibility and market analysis for convention centers. The RDA has commissioned a study to see what are the needs, if there are any needs, in Lake County. If there are, the study will address perhaps where it should be located and how big it should be. So like everyone, I'm waiting. It's in the RDA's hands. That's the right place for it to be. I think that they bring a certain dispassionate objectivity as one of the biggest developers of things in Northwest Indiana, like the Westlake Corridor, like double tracking, all those things. I mean, the RDA's credentials on these are impeccable. And so we're very comfortable having them head this up at the county council's behest. And we look forward to getting those results in 4 or 5 months.